This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. With the presidential election closing in, Democrat Barack Obama has shown glimmers of success in some traditionally Republican rural strongholds. Polls show him giving Republican John McCain a run for his money in places like Montana and North Dakota. Turns out that Obama's courtship of rural voters began with a single road trip more than a decade ago. Chicago Public Radio's Ben Calhoun recently retraced the journey.
Obama's rural appeal didn't just start with one trip. It started with one guy, a guy who didn't even want to work for him.
I got a call from my boss, and he said, "I want you to staff Obama."
In 1997, Dan Shoman was working for Emeal Jones, who was, and still is, the most powerful Democrat in the Illinois State Senate. Jones wanted him to work for newly elected state senator Barack Obama.
I said, "I don't even want to deal with Obama." I said, "Obama is trying to change the world, and he's got all this stuff going on. I am very busy. I have five senators I have to take care of." I said, "I don't have time to deal with this guy."
Shoman caved, and pretty soon he was out for dinner with Barack Obama.
And I said, "Have you ever been south of Springfield?" And he said, "No." I said, "So you've never been to southern Illinois?" He said, "No." In fact, he had never been south of the Mason-Dixon line. So I said, "Obama, I'm going to take you to southern Illinois, and we're going to play some golf, and we're going to meet some people."
Shoman and Obama took off on a week-long road trip to southern Illinois. He scheduled the trip around a fundraiser here at the Rend Lake Golf Course, 300 miles south of Chicago. The fundraiser was for then-state Senator Jim Ray.
This is the 18th hole right here, and hole one is just over here to the right.
Amid the buzz of cicadas and the hum of golf carts, Ray says pushing Obama in southern Illinois wasn't always easy.
Well, sometimes it wasn't too comfortable in some of those settings, you know.
When you say uncomfortable, what do you mean?
Well, you know, I could tell the way that people acted whenever you'd bring up his name. And sometimes they'd shun away from you at certain political gatherings.
There's a long-standing split in Illinois between Chicago Democrats and downstate Democrats. They disagree on issues that divide rural and urban politics all over, issues like abortion and guns. A lot of southern Illinois is also physically and culturally closer to cities like Little Rock and Nashville than Chicago. For Obama, the challenge was obviously even steeper.
Race is part of it with some people, certainly.
The trip was meant for Obama to learn, to make some new political contacts, but it also allowed him to test out how he could connect with people despite obstacles.
This farm stretch is from here to this county here sits on top of it.
Steve Skates and Cappy Skates and their family operate one of the largest family farms in Illinois, a farm so big it stretches over two counties at the southern tip of the state. Obama met the Skates in Chicago and wanted to visit the farm on the trip. On a recent hot sunny afternoon, they drive me on a tour of the same gravel roads that they took Obama down.
I'm wondering what you think he learned on that trip.
He learned that Illinois is a lot longer than he probably thought it was.
The Skates have vast political and personal connections, and their roots in southern Illinois go back more than a century.
It's where my grandfather lived down there. This house here is where I live.
It's also where you were born.
And it's where I was born. It's where I grew up. And this is the one-room school that I went to through grade school.
The Skates are among a group of people from Obama's 1997 trip who later used their political influence to help him in southern Illinois when he ran for U.S. Senate. In his second book, Obama says the trip showed him that he had common bonds with people in rural areas. Dan Shoman says it convinced Obama that he could actually win rural votes, which might help him win statewide. But even today, fans like Cappy Skates acknowledge Obama's success with rural voters has limits.
I have heard people, you know, tell me that they've read on the internet that he's a Muslim, and I've pretty much decided if anybody still believes that as many times as they've been told that it's not true, they must want to believe it.
And the Illinois presidential primary results must have driven home some sober realities for Obama. He lost only 14 counties in Illinois to Hillary Clinton, but every single one of those was in the southern half of the state. Obama's downstate supporters are often reluctant to acknowledge that his race plays a role in rural areas, but they say it in a way that shows they worry about it. When I asked Dan Shoman about that, he said it would be a mistake to say Obama's challenges with rural voters boil down to a single issue. Like a lot of people close to Obama, Showman says Obama's ultimate success in rural areas hinges on time.
I mean, how much time can Obama spend in Appalachian, Ohio? How much time can he spend in southern Indiana? These are the areas that will decide the election.
Showman and others say if Obama can spend enough time in rural areas, he can win them. But if Obama spent years building support in southern Illinois, only to lose much of it to Clinton, his campaign has to wonder whether there's enough time. For NPR News, I'm Ben Calhoun in Chicago.